வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: My dear Lord, the Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 paraphernalia, but you are transcendental to such material qualities. Or in other words, all these material qualities are under your full control. You are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. O my Lord, the Supreme, nobody can conquer over you, but so far I am concerned, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I am surrendering fully unto you. And now, therefore, kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet.
Saptan hi nitya viditātma guna sadhāmra kāla vasikrita vrishidya visarga sakti சக்கிரே விசிஷ்டமஜாயே சரசூருசாரி நிஸ்பித்தமான உபகர்ஷ விபு பிரபன்ன.
ஹே சேம் ஹே இஸ் இமிடியேட்லி ரிமைண்டட் மாயா வி ஆர் நிஸ்பித்தமான வி ஆர் பீங் கிரஷ்ட் பை தி வீல் ஆஃப் டைம் இஸ் 16 spokes. We are being crushed. At the same time, we are thinking that we are very happy. This is called Maya. This is Maya's grace that in any condition of life, the suffering is very, very acute, but the living entity who is suffering, he thinks, I will enjoy it. This is karma. You have seen that the pig eats stool. When we say, what is that? He's eating stool. But he is thinking that he's enjoying. He's thinking, he's enjoying. This is the covering influence of Maya. Prakhepatmika Shakti. Otherwise, how one can suffer? The worm in the stool is enjoying. If you take one worm from the stool and keep it aside, you'll again go to the stool. This is Maya. Prakhepatmika. ஆபரணாத்மிகா சக்தி மாயா சுகாய பரவத் பகதோ விபூனா. கல்யாண் மகாராஜ் வில் ஸ்பீக் லெட்டர் வர்சஸ் சோச்சி தத்தோ விமுக சேதச மாயா சுகாய பரவத் பகதோ விபூனா. வைஷ்ணவ் கன்சர்ன் இஸ் ஹி சீஸ் எவ்ரிதிங். Just like any common man can understand what kind of birth. Nana Joni Brahman Kare Kadarja Bhakkhan Kare. Very peculiar arrangement of the Maya. We see sometimes in the airplane, even Indian, they're eating the intestine of the hog. Indian. There is enjoy. There is a preparation called Nafi in Burma. That preparation is made, every householder has a big jug at the door, and any animal dies, it puts in that. It is the bad smell so strong, if once opened, that whole neighborhood will be polluted, bad smell. So they keep it for some years, and it is decomposed. The juice is coming, they strain the juice and keep it in bottle. That is called nafi. And when there is some festival, they give little, and people enjoy. So, nanajani brahman kare, kadarja bhakkhan kare. When my Guru Maharaj was alive, we had one temple, one office in Burma, Rengo. So when they were making puris with nice ghee, all the inhabitants will come, oh, what do I do? What? Intolerable. The flavor of ghee was intolerable, and the flavor of nafi is tolerable. So nanajani bhaman kare, kadarja bhakkhan kare. Very peculiar condition we are in this material world. But do not think that when Krishna comes, he also is subjected to this suffering. No. That is Ishita. Just like there are many patients in the hospital, infectious disease. But that does not mean the doctors who are treating them, they are also infectious. No. They are not infectious. Similarly, when Krishna comes, jadājadāhi dharmasarglāni bhavati bhārata tadātmānam sijāmi aham. So, he is not subjected to this mayic influence. He is not subject. Therefore it is said, tam nitya mujitātma guna. This material world is created by him. Composition of three material qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But he does not belong to any one of them. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think that when God comes, incarnation, he also accepts the satagun, and therefore the form is there. Their conclusion is, the absolute truth is formless. So, when he accepts a form of this material world, he accepts the satagun. And that is not the fact. He is above satagun even. Therefore it is said, nitya vidita atma guna sadhamna. He comes with his own spiritual energy, sadhamna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also in the beginning it is said, dhamna nirasta kuhakam. Nirasta kuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. The spiritual world, there is no such illusion. Or these three gunas. Therefore it is said, nirasta kuhakam, sadhamna. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of these three gunas. That is in this material world. So, when Krishna comes, he does not become affected, or rather infected, with these gunas. Nirguna, that is nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti cha. He is bhakta of nirguna. Nirguna means spiritual guna, not material guna. When it is said nirguna, nirguna means without any material quality. That is nirguna.
Satyanahinitam vidita atma gunat sadhamna kala basikrita. Kala, the time factor. We are under the kala. We conditioned soul, past, present, future, kala. Kala, time. Time has got three factors, past, present, future. So what is past, present, future for me? That may not be past, present, future for Brahma. Or that may not be past, present, future for the ant. This world is relative world. My past, present, future is relative to me. My limited span of life, say 100 years. So before 100 years, it is past. And after 100 years, it is future. And the present 100 years is present. But so far Brahma is concerned, his past, present, future is different. Our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000 is present day. That is his present day. Just like we have got this present day beginning from 6:30 to 5:30. And the Brahma hasn't got such day. This 6:30 to 5:30 is 11 hours. And Brahma, this 11 hour means hour, 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhat jat brahmano vidu. But in this way, relatively, simply one ant is 100 years. He cannot imagine that so long period of man is one day. So everything is relative in our condition. But for Krishna, he is eternal. There is no such thing as past, present and future. Nitya Shashvata. We are also of the same quality, Nitya Shashvata, but under the condition of material nature, we are controlled, and this is going on by the time factor. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is regretting, nispidyamana. I am being crushed by this time factor. But we are thinking it is all right. This is called ignorance. We are being crushed under this time factor, the wheel, time wheel. Which 16 spokes, senses, manas sasrani indriyani prakritisthani karasati mamai mamsa jiva bhuta. These living entities, Krishna said, that my part and parcel, they should remain with him. That like the fire and the spark, unfortunately, have fallen down. And the result is nispidyamana. Being crushed. So, if one is serious to be saved from this crushing process of time factor, then they should learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajana Dina Gatasya Pantha. What is that? Nispidya Mahana Upakarsa. Kindly pick me up. Vibho, you are Vibho, most powerful, the great, omnipotent. Yes, I am all right, but why shall I pick it up? Prapanna, now I said, I rebelled against you, and I was put into this wheel of time and suffering one after another life. Now, I have realized that I am in a precarious condition of life. So, nispidyamana, this is called human life. When one understands the animal life they do not understand what is suffering. The cats and dogs, they are thinking they are living very happy. But in the human life, they should come to the understanding that actually we are not living happily. We are being crushed by the wheel of time in so many ways. Nispiddhamana. When this sense comes, then he is a human being. Otherwise he is an animal. If he is thinking that he is all life, that is 99.9% people think that I am all life. Even in the most abominable condition of life, that is like the hog and dog, still he is thinking, I am all right. So long this ignorance will continue, he is simply animal. Jasyata buddhi kunape tidhakut sadhikkalatra disubhovayujyadi. This is going on. Atma buddhi tidhakte. This body, which is made of kama pitta vayu, everyone is thinking, I have this body. The whole world is going on. Simply we, a few members of the Krishna consciousness movement, we are going door to door and trying to convince them, sir, you are not this body. They don't care for it. I am this body. I am Mr. John. I am Englishman, I am American, I am Indian. You say, I am not this body. So, very difficult task, the Krishna consciousness movement to push on requires great patience, perseverance, tolerance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, dinadipi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. So those who have taken to Krishna consciousness preaching word, they should always know that things are not going to happen so easily. Maya is very, very strong. Very, very strong. But still, we have to struggle against Maya. It is a declaration of war with Maya. Maya is keeping the living entities under her control, and we are trying to save the living entity from her control. That is the difference. Kāno vasikita visiddha visarga sakti. This sakti, visarga sakti, is very, very strong. But it is under the control. Although it is very, she is very, very strong, but she is under the control of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Although prakriti is acting so wonderfully, very, very, I would say, great task she is performing, then immediately the cloud comes, now it is so bright, within a second a very big dark cloud may come and cause devastation immediately. That is possible. These are the wonderful activities of Maya. But still she is under the control of the Supreme Personality of God. We see this sun so big, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth. And you see morning, how quickly it gets up, like this, immediately. The speed is 16,000 miles per second. So how it is being happened? Jasyagvaya bhramatisam hridakala chakro govindamadi purusam tamaham. It is being done under the order of Govinda. Therefore he is Vibhu. He is great. But we do not know how great he is. Therefore we foolishly accept some pretender, some fraud as God. We do not know what is the meaning of God. That is going on. We are fools, andhā-jathā-dhairu-puniyamāna. We are blind, and another blind man leads us. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. But God is not like that. Here it is said that God is He who kānam basitita visidya visarga sakti. He keeps control over the time factor and the creative energy. That is God. God is not so cheap that we will find here and there. God is everywhere. That's a fact. But that is partial manifestation of His material energy. This is ekāṅśena sito jagat adhamā bahunaitena kiṅgyātena tamājana viṣṭabhya aham ekāṅśena sito jagat. He is there. Andāntarastham paramānacayāntarastham. He is within the atom. So, when the same God, Sattam, He comes, the foolish person, they think that Krishna is like one of us. No. Abhijananti māga mūrha, one who thinks like that Krishna is one of us, is like a human being like me or you, is mūrha. Parambhāva-vajāna. He does not know what are the activities of God, what He can do, what He can undo. So anyway, he, by reading all these literatures, explanation given by God Himself, we come to our senses that He is so great and so merciful that it becomes possible to surrender unto Him. So for a fortunate person, it takes even a second. Because God Himself says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇaṁ vraja. Aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo moksha iṣyāmi. So if one is intelligent, he takes immediately. Oh, it is so nice. You give me all protection. Let me surrender. Business finished in 1 second. But if he is a rascal, he wants to search out, make research work, then bahunam janonam, see, after many, many births, it is done. The best thing is, Prahlāda Mahārāja says, prapannam, Arjun says, prapannam, sādhimān prapannam. This is what. We surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and be saved from these clutches of Māyā. Thank you.